Marlo, Harris campaign convinced avoiding the media could work. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 14, 2024. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlo spoke about how Vice President Kamala Harris has been avoiding the media, noting that this strategy would work for the campaign because they would get positive coverage from the media, regardless. During an interview on The Charlie Kirk Show, Marlo pointed out that Harris, who is against Christmas, for open borders, wants to take people's guns away, and to defund the police had chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., a radical loudmouth jerk who has lied about his military record. We got our ticket. We got a woman who is against Christmas, for open borders, wants to take your guns, and wants to defund the police. She's picked a radical loudmouth jerk, who's lied about his military record and his deep ties to China. How could this ticket possibly win? Well, the only way is to hide them, Marlo said. Marlo pointed to a video of CNN's Jim Acosta questioning Michael Tyler, the director of communications for the Harris campaign, over a lack of interviews and press conferences. I'm sure this is not going to be the first time you've heard this question, but the Trump campaign is also going after the vice president for not doing enough interviews, for not holding a press conference. Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference? Acosta asked. Listen, the vice president and Governor Walz has been busy crisscrossing this country since the launch of this campaign and adding Governor Walz to the ticket. You saw the way in which they went across the battleground states last week, generating rallies of thousands, 10,000 here, 15,000 there, Tyler said. A campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president, she can handle the questions. Why not do it? Acosta asked again. Marlo pointed out how even after Harris appeared on the cover of Time magazine, she wouldn't even answer questions for that. They're clearly trying to avoid the media. What my fear is that it will work for them, Marlo continued. My fear is that they don't need to talk to them because they're going to get positive coverage anyway. Because the media worked so hard to get Biden removed. So they're all in on getting Kamala elected if she talks to them or not. But, when CNN's Jim Acosta is the one who is suggesting, hey, can you guys talk to us, please? And their answer is, well, she's having a rally. And, they think they can get away with that, Marlo added. They really do. They think this strategy is a winning strategy. Remember, no press conferences, she hasn't done a single interview, and she hasn't posted a single policy position online. She's been a candidate for almost 3 weeks, I think over 3 weeks at this point. In an interview with Marlo on The Charlie Kirk Show, Breitbart News's politics editor, Emma Jo Morris, pointed out that Harris is running a presidential campaign with no policy, adding that Harris perhaps sees her role as president as a mere representative of the United States, and plans to delegate governing. I'm kind of thinking about this thing about how she is running a presidential campaign with no policy, and it's kind of working, and how is that happening? Morris said. What I've kind of come up with is, I think that there's kind of two approaches to being president, running for president and being president. The first one is like Hillary Clinton or like Kamala Harris the first time she ran in 2020, where you get into the policy and you're really planning on governing, and you explain what the policies are that you're going to try to govern with, and you try to sell people on them. Then there's another way of running, which I think is how Obama ran and also was president, which is, I'm not super concerned with policy. I see myself as the representative of the United States. And I see myself as the face of the United States, and in that context you are vibes. Like you're literally just getting voted on by vibes.